Hey guys, are you ready for something on your calendar that you actually are going to look forward to? Well, wait no longer, okay? We have our upcoming Reclaiming the Wild Men's Retreat, and it's going to be amazing. It's going to happen on April 26th through 28th at Abundant Blessings Farm in Stem, North Carolina. Now, we know a lot of you guys out there need to disconnect from that digital world that is pulling us down, and you need to spend some time with some like-minded brothers in Christ. This is where it's at. This retreat is all about faith, fellowship, and fun, with an emphasis on the fun. So here's what we're going to have here. We have skeet shooting, horseback riding, archery, hiking, fishing, scripture, cornhole, bonfires. Oh, man. We're going to have some amazing meals. We're going to be camping under the stars. And to cap it all off, we'll have a great church by the pond service that Sunday morning. It's going to be incredible. So you're going to have an opportunity to forge some really good friendships, reignite some passion that's been lost, and really lean in to become the man God intends you to be. So we have limited spots for this. So head over to thelionwithin.us/events. Okay. That's thelionwithin.us/events. And I don't want you to miss this opportunity to reclaim the wild within you, because today you have an opportunity to really lean in and have an experience of unforgettable growth, friendship, and don't forget the adventure. All right. Well, I can't wait to see you again. It's April 26th through 28th at Abundant Blessings Farm in Stem, North Carolina. So head over to thelionwithin.us/events and reserve your spot today. Welcome to The Lion Within Us, a podcast serving Christian men who are hungry to be the leaders they're predestined to be. I'm your host, Chris Granger. Let's jump in. All right. All right, guys. Now for your fun Friday. We are here. We're excited. It's been a week talking about perseverance. And remember, the scripture of the week, 1 John 4:4. You are from God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he who is in you than he who is in the world. Love that scripture. Go back to the SKO on Monday. Check that out if you need some inspiration, a little bit deeper insight to that. Now, on Wednesday, we talked to Dr. Greg Grossman, and he really unpacked a ton about perseverance. I mean, what a story. You know, growing up as a Jew, then deciding, you know what, I'm following Jesus, and what that meant for him and his life, the accidents. You know, his brother had a traumatic accident. Greg had an accident, and persevere through those. And I mean, I think when I think back with talking with Greg, the defrosting your heart, that analogy, guys, we have some hard hearts. We need to hit the defroster. We need to go ahead and just turn to the Lord and give it to him. How much are you holding on right now? And you're trying to fix on by yourself to do it your way, because you know, you're a man. You should be able to do it your way, right? No. Guys, we need to turn to him. We need to not deny ourselves and turn to him. And you know what? Life is going to throw you all sorts of curveballs, and you're going to be tested. And perseverance is real. I mean, the Bible talks about it. You have to be able to endure. And I'm just so thankful that Greg shared so much information around perseverance and gave us a good perspective on what that looks like, what it could look like for you as you move forward. So guys, highly encourage you. Go back, check out that conversation. We unpacked a ton, lots of wisdom there, lots of practical advice as well that you can take and apply to your life. Not to mention scripture. Did you guys hear how much scripture Greg referenced? Now, I mean, he has that stored in his heart. That's just not a mind thing. He's got a great mind. Don't get me wrong. Just a masterfully smart individual. But he has the scripture in his heart. Guys, we got to have it. Yeah, I'm right there with you. I'm working on it. I'm trying to get more scripture in my heart to be able to fight, because that is how we go against. That's the sword. That's what we have for offense. It's his word. All right, guys. Now, you know, for fun Fridays, we're going to give you a health tip, a well tip, and a self tip. So I'm going to go ahead and let's get started on this. For your health tip for this week, I want to talk about strength training for a second. And I want you to consider something. If you've never strength trained before, that's okay. You know, start small. There's a program called 5x5. So if you just go out on your smartphone right now, Google 5x5 strength training, lots of things are going to come up. But basically what it is, 3 days a week, you should be strength training. And this 5x5 gives you a really simple way to do it. So basically it's five exercises, and you do them 5 reps at a time. Okay. So the 5 exercises, what are they? Well, you have squat, bench, and barbell row. So that's one day. And then the next day you have squat, overhead press, and deadlifts. And then you flip back to the first day. And then the next week, swap it up. So you'd have 2 days of that squat, overhead press, and deadlifts, and 1 day of squat, bench, and barbell row. Because strength training is really critical to start that in our lives, guys. It's not enough just to do cardio. It's not enough. You know, you need to really start working on your muscle mass, because as you get older, the muscle mass goes away. So you need to build that up. And also, people, too many times, they jump in with strength training and they hit it too hard, too fast. They get sore, they get tired, and the next thing you know, they're not doing it. It takes consistency. Persevere. You really need to persevere here. Start slow, and then each week, add some additional weight. Slowly build that weight to it. Because as you build that weight up, you're building up strength. You're building up perseverance. You're getting stronger week in, week out. So that 5x5 plan is a really good way that you can get started and moving forward. Again, 3 days a week. So maybe you do it Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, whatever works for you. You want to give yourself a rest day in between from strength training, just to give your muscles some time to recover, particularly if you're at new to strength training. So there you go. There's your health tip, 5x5. Wealth tip. I want you to invest with an owner's mindset, okay? An owner's mindset. Now think about it. Let's say you're a tree farmer, okay? Tree farmers plant for the next generation, right? They're not going to be able to reap what they're sowing right now. They're planting for future generations, but they have that owner's focus because they know that they're focused on the long term and what the fruit that's going to come from the work that they're doing right now. You have to have the same focus when you're investing. Have that owner's focus on the long-term investments. And don't be swayed by the ups and downs of performance. Because you know what? The market's going to fluctuate. That's just the way it is. Because once you've done your research and that you're feeling good about an investment, whatever that investment is, focus on building value with that. And remember, the owner's mindset means that you're going to deal with perseverance. You're going to deal with the ups and downs. But with the right mindset, the way with your investments, it's going to bring you so much more peace than sitting around chewing your fingernails to death, worrying about, you know, is the market up? Is it down today? You know what? Have that owner's mindset. Set yourself free from it and move forward. That's how you persevere when it comes to wealth. Now, self-tip. It's never too early to start teaching your kids about perseverance. And you have to meet them where they're at. So maybe they're younger kids. You know, start with board games, you know? Sometimes when you play board games, when it doesn't go your kids' way, the attitudes start to come out, right? And you need to show them right now. You know what? How many times have you heard a kid say, I don't want to play anymore? No, that's not an option. We're going to finish this game because what your goal is you're trying to teach them. You're trying to show them, first of all, that quitting's not an option. And when you instill this type of value and this principle in them, you're helping them grow as people. Now think about sports. Maybe your kids play sports. You know, you have opportunities in those sports to teach them perseverance too. If it's not going great for a season, we're not quitting. Hard classes in schools, right? Sometimes that can be very challenging. It's a new math concept or something like that. You just need to tell them that you know, giving up, that's not what we're about. This family, your values, we're going to persevere. Because the world, they're going to tell them that it's okay to quit. It's okay to give up. And what you have to do as a lion, you need to make sure that your kid, that those values are cemented in their life. Bottom line, it's up to you guys. Jesus showed perseverance in his journey. Show your kids right now. Show them what that Christian life looks like. And that the trials are going to come, but you're going to persevere. So there you go. There's your self-tip. You got to be intentional about teaching these kids. So from a health tip, get that 5x5 going. From a wealth tip, owner's mindset. Self-tip, teaching your kids about perseverance early. You got to. Now, the book of the week, surprise, surprise, guys. For those on YouTube, I'm holding it in my hands right here. Times of Perseverance, Hope and Healing on the Battlefields of Life by Dr. Greg Grossman. This needs to be added to your library. Bottom line. So go to the links there in the show notes. So we have all that stuff synced right up for you. You can go directly right now and add this to your library. Lots of great insight in here around perseverance. So this is definitely the book of the week. Now, you know, on Fun Fridays, we got to have dad jokes. We got to have some fun, right? So dad joke number one, my wife complains that I don't buy her flowers. To be honest, I didn't know that she sold flowers. All right, guys, be careful with that one now. Be careful with that one. Number two, in Britain, they call it a lift, but Americans call it an elevator. I guess we're just raised differently. All right, now I know for me which one hits home the best. I'm definitely going number two this week, but you know what? Number one may land for you, but number one, let us know. Number one, my wife complains that I don't buy her flowers. To be honest, I didn't know that she sold them. Number two, in Britain, they call it a lift, but Americans call it an elevator. I guess we're just raised differently. So there you go, guys. Hopefully back brings some smiles, some chuckles, some eye rolls. They all count. It's all good. So guys, I hope you're enjoying the dad jokes. And if you have a dad joke you want us to use, hit us up. Hit me up on social media. Send an email to support@thelionwithin.us. And we'd love to get the dad joke and we'll feature it. And I tell you what, if you send me your dad joke and we feature it, we'll give you that call out as well. The question of the weekend, what we're talking about all week though, guys, what does perseverance look like in your life? And I'm not talking about in Chris's life or your wife's life or your buddy's life. What does it look like in your life? That's what's important. What does it look like? Dig in here, guys. It's not going to be easy. I get it. And you know what? The Line Within Us, we're here to support you. We're here to serve you. We're here to help you persevere. We're here to be that band of brothers that you need to persevere. So guys, what does that look like in your life? And if you're liking this stuff, if you're enjoying The Line Within Us, share it with people. That's all I'm asking. Share it with people. I want to get this conversation in front of as many people as we can because this is how we serve. This is how we help our Christian men out there be the leaders they're predestined to be. You're listening for a reason. You're finding value. I would ask that you share it with someone else. Go to thelionwithin.us. Get the Bible study. Guys, I'm giving it away. I just want you to download it and check it out. See how it helps you. There may be one thing in it, and it's only one thing that helps you in your walk. But if it's just one thing and it helps you grow closer to Christ and have better habits at home, maybe it helps you grow closer to your wife. Maybe it helps you have a better relationship with your kids or get that promotion you're looking for at work, right? Or find a way to start working out better that's going to put you in a position to be able to serve the Lord better because you'll be in a better position physically. Guys, we cover it all those topics, health, wealth, self, they're covered in The Lion Within Us Bible study. Go check it out. Join the Lion's Den. It's on the main webpage. It's on all our webpages, thelionwithin.us. Join that. It's free. Guys, this is where you connect. This is how you get involved. We're here for you. Give us a rating. Write a review. All these things matter. You know what? God's in control of all the stuff anyways. No algorithm's going to hold him back. But guys, if you take that second and do that, it means the world to us. I pray that you have a great week, that you have a great weekend, that you enjoy each and every day. I pray the lessons this week on perseverance hit you hard. They helped you. That encourages you. So guys, thank you again. Enjoy your day. Now go out and unleash the lion within. Satan will do everything possible to destroy you. Are you prepared? Start training today with the Leadership for Christian Men Bible Study. The focus of this Bible study will be to help you and your lion's den grow in the areas of health, mind and body, wealth, career and finances, and self, husbands and dads. We know it can be intimidating being a Christian leader. This study will help you identify areas to work on and grow the relationships around you that will make an impact for the kingdom. If you still feel uncertain, remember, God does not call the qualified. He qualifies the called. See our site, thelionwithin.us, for details. We're thrilled to announce that we now have 7 powerful devotionals available on YouVersion's Bible app. For those not in the know, YouVersion is the top Bible app in the world, and we're honored to be on this incredible platform. Our devotionals dive deep into the pillars that define the lion within us: health, wealth, and self. So whether you're seeking spiritual growth, financial wisdom, or personal development, these devotionals are tailor-made for you. So ready to embark on this transformative journey and unleash the lion within you? Head over to thelionwithin.us/YouVersion to access our devotions on the YouVersion app. Join thousands of like-minded individuals and dive into the Word with us. That's thelionwithin.us/YouVersion. That's YouVersion. And let's grow together and become the leaders God intends us to be.